It's been 10 years since the City of Dublin started an ambitious project to bring downtown to the suburbs. It's called the Bridge Street District, and it's completely transformed the area around the Scioto River. The 1,100-acre development looks to eventually have more than 400 apartments and condos, along with a mix of office space, retail, and restaurants. Some of the biggest building blocks are expected to open in the coming months. One of the project's developers is Crawford Hoying. The company's Brent Crawford says he recognized a need for a walkable work, live, shop, and dine community. He says their Bridge Park development inside of the Bridge Street District puts all of those elements together.
It allows employees to be on site, and in a lot of cases they live in the development. They go to office, go to their work here, and then leave the office, go down to a bar or restaurant, which might even be in the same building.
Crawford says his company plans to invest up to $800 million. To help get them there, Dublin officials agreed to give the developer a tax abatement on the value of the new development. Bridge Park is part of a private-public partnership with the City of Dublin. Jeremiah Gracia works in the city's Economic Development Department.
The economic impact that this development has on the city is very visible, but more importantly, the long-term sustainability of what the city has in terms of economic revenue and what this does for us to keep us relevant in the economic development competitive market is really what's important for this.
Gracia says 80% of Dublin's revenues come from income taxes. City leaders also approved a new community authority tax of up to 0.5% at local stores and restaurants. Hotel patrons will pay up to 1% on services. That money pays for Bridge Park improvements like parking garages. One garage opened earlier this month. Ian Montgomery opened his restaurant Fado last September. He says business is good.
It's fantastic. When we moved in here, we liked the energy and vibe of the place. Everywhere they're opening up is a little bit different than everywhere else.
Fado customer Jacqueline Kovach lives in Columbus, but plans to visit Dublin more often.
I think that it just brings more like people. Like, there's more places to like go out and do things in Dublin, I think. Before we didn't really have something like this.
On Riverside Drive near Route 161, a huge pedestrian bridge is under construction.
The main tower that we're looking at is 171 feet tall, and the deck of the bridge passes through the main tower, or the needle.
Megan O'Callaghan directs Dublin's Public Works Department.
This will be a pedestrian and bicycle bridge, so both pedestrians and bicycles will be able to use it. The bridge will be 760 feet long.
O'Callaghan says the city is using capital funds to pay for the $22 million bridge, set to open by the end of this year.
It's really important for connectivity. We have significant investment being made on both sides of the rivers by both private developers and the City of Dublin. So it'll be connecting residential, retail, commercial, be connecting historic Dublin with the new development on the east side of the river.
Dublin officials also plan to create a park along both sides of the river. At Sweetwater's Bridge Park, a tea, coffee, and sweet shop, worker Sunada Chilakuri looks forward to a new Dublin.
I actually grew up in Dublin, so it's been cool to see the changes. It's kind of nice to see this sort of urban area right across the street from old Dublin. I think it gives a very nice, like, distinct vibe between the two.
Shoppers will also enjoy the variety of produce and goods at a second North Market now under construction. The new Dublin branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library will open in June. There are also plans for a field house for concerts and sporting events. City officials say it will take several more years to finish Bridge Street District, but business owners like Ian Montgomery say it will be worth the wait.
It's a real indoor-outdoor experience, so we're looking forward to the bridge opening and the park across the street from us. We get spectacular sunsets there, so it's a good place for a happy hour.